The Banked Aliment Sudbury Food Bank, BDSFB, held its annual and popular spring meeting Thursday to distribute funds to all the member agencies throughout the city who distribute groceries and meals to the poor. Executive Director Daniel Zeilin welcomed more than 24 agency representatives who were on hand to receive checks that will enable them to continue serving 44 member agencies across the city. "This is the night we work for, to make sure you folks get the funds you need to do the kind of work you do," said Zeilin. Food Bank President Melanie Dahl held up an oversized presentation check. The Banked Aliment Sudbury Food Bank Board of Directors is proud to announce that thanks to BDSFB's support in the community, it is able to disburse over $439,000 to its 44 member agencies to assist our region's hungry, said Dahl. Dahl thanked the participants, the volunteers and the staff members at the food bank for their continued efforts at keeping the organization successful despite the economic climate. "Today is our spring gift. I know you all know that, but I just like to say it out loud because this number is absolutely amazing," said Dahl. "I just can't believe that we are able to do this in this climate, in these tough times that we are going through," said Dahl. Zeilin said he too was amazed at the overall amount of funding and said it is roughly 95% of the funding requested by member agencies. Jeffrey Lougheed, a long-standing member of the Food Bank Board of Directors, spoke to the gathering and said he saw a lot of new faces in the crowd from the various support agencies. "I see a lot of people who carry on the legacies for your organizations. I see a lot of new people and I don't know you, but I know what you're doing. And what you're doing is wonderful. And that's what makes the difference," said Lougheed. Lougheed said the important thing is that all the work and the money goes to feeding the hungry with care, consideration and respect. "That's what really defines Sudbury as I have seen it over the years. It's a hand up, not a handout. We want people to know that they are part of our community," he said.